AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The Treasury Department is announcing new sanctions against Ukraine, described as the most significant sanction actions to date. The action, taken in coordination with a group of seven allies, seeks to punish 250 people and firms, put financial blocks on banks, arms dealers, and technology companies tied to weapons production, and goes after alleged sanction evaders in countries from the United Arab Emirates to Switzerland. On the one-year anniversary of the Russian invasion of Ukraine, Secretary of State Antony Blinken told the UN Security Council,
"The spirit of the Ukrainians remains unbroken. If anything, it's stronger than ever."
The latest government report shows high inflation has not wavered.
Numbers from the Commerce Department showed consumer prices rising 0.6% from December to January. That's up sharply from a 0.2% increase the month before. The report also showed that consumer spending rose 1.8% last month from December after falling the previous month. All the data provides the latest sign that the economy remains gripped by high inflation despite the Fed's strenuous efforts to tame it. Since March of last year, the Fed has raised its key interest rate 8 times. I'm Shelley Adler.
And as a result of that report and others, stocks are tumbling early on Wall Street today. Disgraced South Carolina lawyer Alex Murdoch is facing more cross-examination in his double murder trial. He's accused of killing his wife and son. The prosecution is focused on money Murdoch admitted he took from clients.
I looked him in the eye, and I believe that the people that I stole money from for all those years trusted me.
Prosecutors have said Alex Murdoch killed his wife and son in 2021 to gain sympathy, to buy time, because his financial misdeeds were about to be uncovered. This is AP News. Tensions over the war in Ukraine are flaring up in meetings of the group of 20 leading economies in India.
We are also witnessing rising geopolitical tensions in different parts of the world.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi touched on a sensitive topic in his speech in the G20 host city of Bengaluru. Those tensions boiled over in meetings between G20 financial chiefs, specifically over Russia's war in Ukraine. US Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said the Russian officials at the conference bear the responsibility for the lives and livelihoods being taken in Ukraine and the harm caused globally. Her British counterparts, Jeremy Hunt, praised efforts to support Ukraine and said without solving global security threats, progress could not be made on other matters. I'm Karen Chamas.
Tropical Cyclone Freddy is dumping dangerous amounts of rain over Mozambique. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.